Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Menopause Sisters Show, where our host, Nancy Monroe, co-creator of Cool Cami, the only camisole designed to give women relief from hot flashes, and Laura Dankoff, nurse practitioner and author of Seeds for Change, A Path to Health and Healing, will cover topics related to women in various stages of menopause.
Studio audience is in for a treat today, and so we have a guest today, Nina Price, and we are right before Valentine's Day. We thought this would be a perfect time to talk about sex and intimacy, and so she's going to talk about the Aging Badass Guide to Sex After 50, What Women Want to Know. So I'll give you a little bit of background on her. She's a success coach for midlife women. She's also a licensed acupuncturist and a master herbalist. And she's not done yet. She likes to help women for what's next in life for them and teaches them what they need to do to ensure their success, especially on how to take incredibly good care of themselves. So, Nina, now I believe we have all four menopause sisters on. Angie just jumped on.
Wow, and, that's exciting.
So help us out here. You know, we're right before Valentine's Day, and there's a lot of things that women don't know about or are going to face as they get further and further into menopause, and so that will impact their way to be intimate and their sex life. So let's dive into that topic and see how we can help each other out.
Absolutely. And this is a show for women with and without partners.
Right, exactly.
Because women without partners have many of the same questions that they're asking that women with partners are asking. But I find that women without partners are worried about, well, when I find that next partner, is it all going to work? So let's start there, maybe. That's probably a good question. Because women with partners sometimes ask those questions too. But I'm seeing more and more women who are in situations where their primary relationship kind of breaks up at this point. And so they're saying, oh, well, I guess that means that part of my life is over. And it doesn't have to be that way. So have hope. And there are many women out there who are saying, well, I'm hoping, but, yeah, is it really going to work? Well, the answer is, as with everything at this age, you just have to take care of yourself mindfully. Being a master of self-care is one of the key issues at this age. And being a master of self-care means that, you know, you watch a lot of things. Sleep is really important. Don't skimp on sleep. Water is really important. Don't skimp on water. Food is really important, but there's some kinds of food you kind of have to skimp on. So I'm sure everybody knows that. I don't want to belabor that point. And with all the chocolate that's in the stores for Valentine's Day, chocolate isn't always your friend. Exercise is something you definitely don't want to skimp on at this age. I mean, you don't want to exercise to the point where you're in pain all the time, but stretching every day is really essential. I mean, I'm finding for myself, if I don't really stretch every day, I pay for it. And when we're talking about sexual expectations, a lot of women are talking about things like dryness, and we will talk about dryness. We will talk a little bit about what happens when you date again and STDs. And we'll talk a bit about how to get your libido going again, which is important for everybody. People always ask me, well, what supplements should I be taking? Should I be taking some herbs? And we can talk about that as well. So, a big one, vaginal dryness. People always say, oh, in Chinese medicine, when you hit this age, it's thought that your yin, which is the more feminine of the yin and yang, is becoming deficient. And yin deficiency is what causes hot flashes and dryness. Dryness everywhere. I mean, you find that, you know, sometimes your mouth is drier and other mucous membranes are drier, as well as your vagina
mm-hmm.
is drier.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's as true for everything with menopause. For one woman, it may be a big issue. For another woman, it may not be an issue. So what to do about things like dryness and painful intercourse as a
right,
result?
Right, right.
Well, some people are using things like over-the-counter lubricants, and there are lots of them available. I guess I would say things like Vaseline are probably not what you want to use.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right.
Because, as we know, Vaseline is the word isn't coming to me. Thanks. You can tell I'm a menopausal, postmenopausal woman myself.
Brain fog.
Yeah.
Petroleum
well,
jelly.
It's pretty early out here, so I'm on the list. Petroleum-based products weaken
mm-hmm.
and break down condoms. So if you're using condoms to prevent
mm-hmm.
HIV
mm-hmm.
and other
mm-hmm.
STDs, which is something I do recommend at this age, it's not the best thing. So no petroleum jelly, no baby oil. But what you can use is vegetable oils, vitamin E oil, you can get in liquid or suppository form. That's a good thing to use. And there are things, everybody's heard of KY jelly, Astroglide. There's some really nice products from Blossom Organics, Sencell, Probe, Calendula Cream. All of those things are good. There's a gel called Replens, which is a moisturizer that lasts up to 3 days. So if you don't want to be lubricating just prior to intercourse, or you can use Replens and
be more spontaneous.
Exactly. It's a suppository, and it also protects against vaginal infection.
Huh.
So one of the things that's really a problem is that since the vaginal tissue is thinner, it's more prone to discomfort and tearing. So it's something. So some women are telling me they're getting more urinary tract infections and infections in general because they're tearing. So again, talking to your partner is always a big deal.
Right.
Helping them to understand that sometimes you can tear more easily, and even if you're lubricated, you just need to be careful. That doesn't mean you can't have sex. It doesn't mean you can't have fun. It just means that you need to be mindful. And once you understand that, it's fine. Some people find they're itchier because actually, the vaginal acid balance changes with lower estrogen levels.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pH goes up, well, actually down. So the acid goes up, and that means that the vaginal tissue is less acidic and less resistant to harmful bacteria, which is why women are having trouble with bacterial infections. So it's really important to keep the vaginal pH normal. So what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to encourage friendly bacterial growth, and you want to prevent harmful bacteria from invading the urinary tract. So here are some tips. We find ourselves doing a lot of peeing at this age, but don't delay in emptying your bladder, and always empty it completely, because holding the urine in for any length of time will increase your risk of infection. So once you know that, well, okay, you'll be more mindful about emptying your bladder. And your mom should have told you this, but if she didn't, I know I told my girls this. Always pee after, before and after sex to keep unfriendly microbes out, because the pee is very good at getting things out of there. Avoid tight clothes, cotton crotch underwear. Again, things that your mom probably told you when you were younger, but it's still true. Bacteria love warm, moist environments, and you don't want to create warm, moist environments for them to have a field day. Some of the hygiene sprays, bubble baths, and soaps can irritate your skin, and if they didn't before, they probably will now. So beware. Hot baths are really good for pain with infection, and you can add a cup of vinegar and sit in it with your knees up so that the water, the vinegar can get in. Vinegar will discourage microbial growth, and it will restore acid balance. Frequent use of chlorinated swimming pools and hot tubs can lower the acidity of the vagina. So just remember, the internal environment of the vagina changes after menopause from slightly acidic to more alkaline. If you're taking estrogen or antibiotics or overindulging in sugar and processed foods, this can aggravate it. So beware. Beware. So what to do?
Right.
Probiotics.
All good tips. Now that we have a clean vagina.
Yes. Probiotics are important. Eating yogurt can be a good thing if you do dairy. If you don't do dairy, actually there are plenty of good foods to eat that have natural probiotics in them. Any of the fermented foods that have no preservatives, the sauerkrauts, the kimchi, some of the pickles are really, really good for getting good bacteria in, and that's useful in general. Many of us who've had yeast infections over the years know all about probiotics, and there are now special probiotics that are formulated for women to help prevent yeast infections, UTIs, etc., and they're usually in pink packages. So I always ask women, have you had plenty of UTIs and yeast infections? And if you have, definitely use the pink probiotics, the pink packaged probiotics, because that really does help. And you can even put yogurt, some people love this, some people don't, into your vagina in a douche. You can do it. Some people don't like that idea, but you can do it because it's right there and it will do what it needs to do. We all know about cranberry juice. If you don't, if you've ever had a UTI, people have always told you to drink cranberry juice, take cranberry capsules, and I always say dilute it, 2 ounces, because you really don't want the sweetened kind. You want the unsweetened kind.
Right.
2 ounces in 8 ounces of water is great, and it's good to do it first thing in the morning and throughout the day. Really be sure there's no added sugar or high fructose corn syrup in it. That's not good. So, So why can cranberry juice relieve bladder infections? People always go, well, why? Well, why? Well, because it turns out the urinary tract has built-in defenses against bacterial growth. And women's urinary tracts are more prone to infections than men's are because of the way they're shaped. But the lining of the bladder has antimicrobial properties that prevent bacteria from adhering to its surface cells. So that's the bladder. That's not the urinary tract. And there are substances in cranberry juice that reduce the ability of E. coli as a resident bacteria that many people have that can get out of control to adhere to the walls of the bladder and urethra. So that's why to drink cranberry juice.
Can you take cranberry juice? Would that be just as effective?
I'm sorry, can you, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, there's, I found some cranberry-based tablets.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
They're capsules of concentrated cranberry juice. Yes, Cranstat is one of the brands. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can, and that will help prevent it. And sometimes it'll even help get rid of it. There are also great Chinese formulas available for bladder infections that have herbal antibiotics in them. And I want to just stop for a second and talk a bit about antibiotics. A lot of us at this age have taken many, many, many antibiotics, and that makes us prone to yeast infections. A lot of us took them as kids because we had lots of ear infections and stuff. People took them as teenagers because of acne. People took them later on for various other bacterial infections. And I just want to say I was one of those people. And for me, moving to herbal antibiotics has made a huge difference in my life. A, you don't have to go to the doctor and get a prescription, and B,
right,
you don't get yeast infections when you take them. So some women listening may be in the situation where they'll get a UTI, they'll go to their doctor, get a prescription for antibiotics, they'll take the antibiotics, and then they'll end up with a yeast infection. And if you're that woman, listen up. It doesn't have to be that way. You can take herbal antibiotics, which are cheaper and don't require a doctor's visit necessarily. And guess what? You won't get the yeast infection on top of it.
So how do you get them? Is there you just look it up in the Yellow Pages?
No. So acupuncturists, I certainly dispense those. You can write to me. You can call me. I'm based in California, and I will send them because they work. And I'm very, I think in this society we take too many antibiotics, and when we need them, our bodies often are a bit resistant to them. And certainly many of the bugs out there are becoming resistant to them. And so I would say for things like UTIs, urinary tract infections, upper respiratory infections, the more commonplace issues that are not going into the organs, the internal organs, or systemic infections are best cured with herbal antibiotics. And I feel very strongly about this. And it's really interesting. I took a continuing education class, and the guy teaching the class got on a big soapbox about this, and I went, oh, he sounds just like me. We totally agree about this. And I just feel it's really important to educate women about that because it's so important.
Right. So when we're on the topic of herbs and Chinese medicine, is there something that you would recommend to help with libido or just our energy, our love, kind of help keep us want to have some type of activity?
Okay, you broke up in the middle of that. I didn't hear the thing. You said, are there herbs that will help with libido? And then after that, you said?
Sure, or just our energy level to kind of help us keep motivated.
Mm-hmm. The answer is absolutely yes.
Okay.
But there isn't like one formula that works for everybody. One of the things that's really good about Chinese medicine is it's highly personalized. Each of us manifests things in a different way. And I always say, think about how you get a cold as opposed to how, I bet if I asked each one of the menopause sisters, how do you get a cold, you would tell me a different story. So the same thing is true with menopause. Each of you have experienced menopause differently and need different support for different things, I'm guessing. You know, some people have hot flashes that are way out of control. Some people have sleep issues that are way out of control. Some people have something that we call in Chinese medicine steaming bones. You wake up at night and you don't have sweats, but it feels like your bones are just steaming, burning up. Some people have trouble. With some of the more obscure symptoms of menopause. I had one woman who had trouble with neuropathy in her extremities that was not a diabetic neuropathy. And even that can be a form of menopause symptoms. There's a wonderful website that's like 32 menopause symptoms. And I looked at them one day and went, my goodness, there's a really big range of symptoms. Now, many people just have hot flashes.
Right.
And even hot flashes can be varied. I've seen women who've been like burning up in winter and other women who really are only bothered during the warm weather. So it's not the same for everybody. And the same thing with Chinese herbs is each person needs a different combination. And sometimes it takes a while to get the right formula. Mm. There are some standard formulas that are great for sleep and that are great for hot flashes, but they don't work for all women because everybody's way of manifesting menopause is different.
Right, right.
So what herbs are good? Well, the standard... And the thing is, when I say what herbs are good, people will run out and buy those herbs, and they may not be right for you. So I'm going to say, if you have questions, give me a call. Write to me, Nina, at ninaprice.com. Let's have a chat, and I can set you in the right direction depending on what I see. So that's what I'm going to say about that. In terms of supplements, though, let's talk a little bit about things that are really helpful for women at this age. Vaginal dryness, I would say all women at this age should be taking a good women's multivitamin, and now they have these multivitamins for women over 40, women over 55.
Right.
And actually, I think those are decent products because we're not dealing with periods and the loss of iron every month. So we don't need extra iron in our vitamins for the most part the way women who are menstruating do. And we do have other needs. And some of the vitamins actually have built into them some support for menopause. So that's kind of cool. But things like essential fatty acids, so that's omega-3s or fish oils or alternatives to fish oils, are really, really, really important for dryness. Whether it's eye dryness, vaginal dryness, mouth dryness, essential fatty acids, really important for dryness. If you don't like to take fish oils, you can eat fish like salmon, trout, and mackerel, or you can take some of the plant oils, evening primrose oil or flaxseed oil or black currant seed oil or barrage oil. Those are really, really important for dryness. So taking essential fatty acids internally, very important. Daily nutritional support for female tissues, vitamin A, beta-carotene, 5,000 to 30,000 IU every day is important. Vitamin C is very important, and vitamin C, as many people know, is beneficial for keeping your immune system strong.
Right. Hello?
Oh, did we lose her there?
Uh-oh. Nina, come back.
I think her phone line dropped there probably.
No, I still see her on. Let me mute and unmute her. Nina? Well, while we're waiting for Nina to come back on, I know, Laura, you were...
Need to call in.
Oh, there we go. Nina, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, that's strange. Okay. So in our 5 minutes that we have left, you know, you were talking about STDs and, you know, having new partners that you may not have had when your earlier years of dating. So what pointers do you have for women to be cautious?
Okay. So preventing STDs. Goodness. Well, we talked a little bit about condoms, and condoms are probably the easiest thing to do. And again, it's funny. You're in a new dating situation, and you have to have that conversation about, you know. And I would say something like, I keep hearing that women in this age group are at the greatest, one of the greatest risks for contracting STDs and HIV. So I'm just trying to be careful.
Right.
Now,
right.
It will mean that you'll need to use some lubrication, and it will also mean that you need to be aware of what you're up against. One of the big things I see is HPV, human papillomavirus, in women over 40, and it's so hard to get rid of. You just don't want it. You don't want chlamydia. You don't want any of the STDs that are out there. So be careful and be aware. That's one of the most important things I would say. Let's see. So things that the signs of STDs, changes in vaginal discharge or odor, pelvic cramping or pain without a known cause, changes in the skin of the genitals, like blisters or nodule or growths, feelings of pain or swelling in the groin, sores on the mouth, nose, eyes, throat, or anus, and abnormal vaginal bleeding are things to look for. And I would definitely be careful, because there's so much data on this that women are getting things that they don't know about, and just be careful.
Well, I think the biggest challenge, you're going to get a pushback from the partner. He's thinking, well, you're not going to get pregnant. Why would I need to use this?
Right.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, you know, I'm being cautious because I hear that I'm in a big risk group.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest silent risk group. But I tell you what, I see so much HPV, it's not funny. And it's very hard to get rid of.
Well, they say nursing homes, it's rampant in nursing homes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to comment about hot flashes and men or partners in general. Hot flashes are something that are really hard to explain to people. You know, cuddling is one thing, and then getting close and having a hot flash is just horrible.
Right.
It's a big it discourages romance. So on Valentine's Day, there are some very simple things that work well for hot flashes. Black cohosh is great for hot flashes. It's very simple, works well. There's some very old formulas out there that work extremely well, and if you want to know more about that, I'd be happy to help you. But talk to your partner, help them to understand what it feels like to have a hot flash. Help them understand how you're feeling, and start working on different ways that you can get stimulated, or you can do foreplay that won't get you all in a hot flash.
Right.
So some of it is you're going to have to try some new things. Experiment and talk to your partner. Say, I really do want to have sex, particularly if you do. And sometimes you feel like you don't, and that feels terrible too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that I'm disinterested in sex, but here's what's going on for me. Could we try...
Right,
and give them
right.
ideas. Maybe they'll have ideas. And if you need ideas, there are plenty of places you can look. And there are also things you can do to help get your mind in that direction. I mean, I think movies and romance novels are very useful in that respect. There are also, there's a company called Lello that makes little balls that you can actually use. They're useful when you're trying to build up vaginal floor muscles. But they're also really good in stimulating fluid. And I would recommend them highly. You can get them online if you can't buy them in a store locally. And
okay.
They're really, really effective. I have a friend who works for that company and actually does education around the product. And she said, when you stimulate your vagina, you're stimulating your brain. So for women
like
who are having trouble with memory or having trouble with other mental functions, try the Lello balls. And they come in different weights, and you can work up from light weights to heavier weights just like you would lifting weights. But they're very effective in stimulating your mind and your lubrication. So that's
awesome.
Another thing you can do
for
dryness.
That's great. So as we wrap things up here, Nina, how can people get in touch with you? You know, what types of specialties would you say that you can help people with?
Herbal solutions or non-pharmaceutical solutions for health problems is what I do a lot of. And
Okay. Specifically
issues for midlife women, whether it's what's next for me or how do I deal with what's going on in my body? How do I become a master of self-care? How do I navigate this whole midlife thing? Because I have other things that I talk about as well. Nina@ninaprice.com is where to reach me via email. My website, ninaprice.com, gives you other contact information. If you heard me here, tell me you heard me here.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining Menopause Sisters. Audience.
And
it was great.
Valentine's Day to everyone.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And we'll be sure to post all this on our blog, and hopefully we'll have you on again.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, ladies.
All right. Thanks, Nina.